the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, residents in Somerset say fumes from idling trucks at nearby warehouses are wafting towards local schools and senior living communities. Warehouse sprawl has been deemed one of the most important environmental issues by the New Jersey League of Conservation Voters. Deputy Director Allison McLeod says towns need to have their options to deny warehouse developers.
The way that New Jersey's law works basically is if an application comes before a zoning board and it adheres to your zoning, a municipality basically has to say yes if it meets the requirements.
One bill in the state legislature would give money to municipalities so they can take a proactive look at their zoning ordinances and fight back against warehouse developers. A new study is linking salty food with depression.
Scientists in China say they found a link between high-salt diets and depression-like behavior in mice. In a study published last week, the scientists found that excessive salt intake can trigger immune responses in the brain that can lead to behaviors resembling depression. The study says mice fed with high-salt diets displayed heightened anxiety and behavioral despair, like being motionless. They say it's not the first study to link high-salt diets and depression, but it is the first to offer a potential explanation for the connection. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
And a fight at a youth ball hockey tournament involving parents and players Saturday afternoon has led to the suspensions of two teams. Video shows a fight in the rink, the American Ball Hockey Alliance Veterans Memorial Invitational in Egg Harbor Township during a matchup between the Maple Shade and Philadelphia Cadet A teams. Police say an investigation into the matter is ongoing. The two teams have been suspended and could face additional disciplinary actions. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. A new bank rate survey finds that 37% of Americans tapped into their emergency savings in the past year. The most common reason as to why? To cover an unexpected expense, pay monthly bills, or just for day-to-day expenses like food. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 417 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RUEinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And what's the weather looking like? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Another round of gusty thunderstorms rolling through New Jersey tonight. Here we go. Eyes on the sky. 60 plus mile an hour wind gusts, over an inch of rain, even some hail or an isolated tornado. Now, storms will wind down after midnight, done by daybreak. Overnight low temperatures will fall into the 40s. The sun comes out tomorrow. It'll be breezy and cooler. No more 70s, highs 50 to 55 tomorrow. Still on the cool side Wednesday with clouds and sun, maybe a late day shower in North Jersey only, highs around 50. And then Thursday will be cloudy, but warmer again. We'll be right back into the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Piscataway, 78, Point Pleasant, 70 degrees, and Camden, whoa, 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 80 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.